Joining us now on the Carol Live Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Monty Pitch of the St. Paul Saints. St. Paul had a busy week this week. They played a makeup game Saturday at Santa Fe against Santa Fe, which they won going away. They had a big conference win against Oric early in the week, 47-32. And they played St. Joe Lafayette. They stepped up in class. St. Joe Lafayette was able to handle the Saints 61-27. Coach Pitch, thanks for calling us tonight. Talk about your week a little bit. You had a lot of success early in the week. Big win over Santa Fe. And then Oric, kind of an up-and-coming team. You guys were able to hold them to 32 points. Talk about Oric a little bit.
Yeah, that was a good win. It was at Oric, and we kind of had a decent-sized lead, and they just kept shooting their way back in it. They were pretty hot from the perimeter. I think they made 8 threes for the game, but we built a little bit of a lead, and they come storming back with a three-pointer, and I think it actually got to be about 34-32 with probably 4.5 minutes, and we went closed on a 13-0 run. So we did some nice things down the stretch there.
What did you guys do offensively, did you feel, down the stretch to get those buckets?
Well, they were kind of picking up the pressure, and I thought we got a lot of good backdoor looks, ran some plays that we tried to get some looks going towards the basket, and we finished them. At that time, we were not shooting the ball particularly well, but we finished shooting pretty well.
Yeah, and Oric's a pretty good team this year. They're going to be a double-digit win team. Yeah. To hold them to 32 points, you really got to be proud of your kids' defensive effort.
We were. You know, we mixed it up quite a bit. You know, when we weren't especially feeling well, and we're kind of fighting that off right now. And so I was proud of our kids for sticking it out, and especially on the defensive end.
And last night, you guys played St. Joe Lafayette. I think they're class 3 or 4. They play a very tough schedule, traditionally kind of one of the better basketball teams from the St. Joe area. You guys fell to them 61-27. Obviously not the outcome you wanted, but talk a little bit about what you think you gained from that game.
Well, you know, we wanted to play up a little bit, and they were one of the ones that responded to my request. We went up there and we saw them on tape, and we knew they were super aggressive defensively, super quick, and played 10 to 12 kids, and they just really get after you, and we struggled with that, and I think that's something that should help us down the road a little bit. Very athletic team. One kid, a Colton Griffin kid, had 3 dunks on us. One of them was an alley-oop. Picked us up full court, you know, turned us over quite a bit. But really, you know, again, I was missing the starter, and as much as I really enjoy having Dominic Alcea around, he was sick. You know, Dom would have helped us, but I still think it would have been a pretty major defeat. But I really, at the end of the game, I wasn't upset. I was kind of happy with our kids. I thought we kept on battling, didn't give up, didn't fold our tent. So I hope we'll get something out of it.
Yeah, and at this point in your career, you're probably, you know, as I was, you're not really counting wins and losses. You're just trying to get your teams ready for district play next week.
Yeah.
You guys have a pretty tough schedule. You play Lexington in a makeup game tomorrow. You play Versailles, and then conference rival Wellington. So, what are you going to have? What are the Saints going to have a successful week next week?
Well, I'd really like us to get healthy. You know, I'm looking at maybe not having 3 to 4 kids tomorrow. I'm pulling up freshmen to try to get some kids on the bench, and I'd like to get us healthy for sure. We have had a rough week with that. I know Versailles is tough. I was talking to you off air that they play a lot of good teams, big teams. And one of the better games we had last year, we won down there on the road late. So, and then Wellington is going to be our third game against them. So we were fortunate enough to be in the first 2 times, but that doesn't guarantee us anything.